I'm aware that normally when you see elders up here after the service, it's due to some crisis situation, some crisis of finance or spiritual situation. That is not the case today. This is a joyous occasion. And let me ask you to bear with us for just a few moments and please take your seats. Mrs. McWilliams, will you join us, please? Pastor McWilliams, not you. Get over there next to Jim, Vicki.
Okay, what are you guys doing?
Jim, if you will make the presentation.
All right, why don't y'all slide over a little bit?
So you've got well in time.
A little bit more, thanks.
Several months ago, it occurred to some members of our congregation that even with his brief sojourn to Texas to preach at Westminster or to teach at Westminster Theological Seminary, that the McWilliams have been ministering to us now for about 25 years. We thought it appropriate to give them some type of indication of how grateful we have been for their ministry among us. David, before you can say it, we understand, because we've heard you for the last 25 years, that this is all of grace. To God alone be the glory. We understand, we get it. But we honor the man today, as Scripture teaches us that the work of an elder is worthy of honor, especially those who preach and teach. So, we have a couple of things. First, Vicki, I'll let you hold this. This is a package of notes from members of the congregation who wanted to have some type of written token of their appreciation. And so you'll get to unwrap those at home and look at those. And by the way, on some of these gifts, this was a clandestine operation by necessity. Some of you, it's possible, have not even heard of these things yet. Like your pastor. That's okay. There's still time. And I'll explain that to you in a minute. Obviously, if you want to drop a note to David and Vicki, you can to do that anytime. We also have a plaque which says, presented by the congregation of Covenant Presbyterian Church, Lakeland, Florida, to the Reverend Dr. David B. McWilliams, in appreciation for 25 years of dedicated ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the scripture from 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that in the Lord your labor is not in vain.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Now, we have one more thing for David and Vicki. And I asked my resident, who I always go to for etiquette questions, Elizabeth Allen. And I said, Mrs. Allen, should we give this last thing to them up front and let them open it in front of the congregation? Is that appropriate? And she said, it is absolutely appropriate. And if Elizabeth Allen said it, it's appropriate. And so, David and Vicki, my oldest son was born about 25 years ago, and their lives have spanned your ministry here. And I tell the older ones as they go away, whether it be to get married or off to school, you have no idea the privilege that God has given you to be brought up under the ministry of David McWilliams. And invariably, the ones who have left will come back very shortly after they're gone and say the words that I hear very few times in my life. Dad, You are absolutely right. Your congregation, as a whole, but as individuals, we love you very much. And as individual members of our congregation, we wanted to show you in a tangible way our love for you. And so, David and Vicki, we wanted to give you this very tangible gift from Covenant Presbyterian Church, not as a church, but as individual members, like taking banana bread next door to a friend. We want you to know how much that we love you, how much we appreciate your ministry here, and how grateful we are to Almighty God for bringing you among us.
That's overwhelming.
And so, since we have not had the benediction yet, I suppose we need to give the Reverend Dr. David McWilliams a chance for a brief response and then to pronounce the benediction.
No idea. Well, obviously you must have. Something. Praise God. And we love you. I love my congregation. And I know you get tired of the same voice all the time, so we occasionally get a Brit to come in. But I hope you never get tired of the gospel that I'm privileged to preach. And let me praise God for this woman. You have no idea who gets my clothes when I'm called at 2 a.m. Who does all these behind the scenes quiet things because she's just a quiet reserve that you don't see. Praise God. And in 38 going on 39 years of marriage, I've never one time heard her gossip or repeat something that pastors' wives sometimes have to hear when I'm on the phone. And that's a great, great thing to be able to say. And I can tell you, we're going in the fall, Lord willing, to see our son in England.
One last thing before David pronounces the benediction or furthers his comments. If because of this secret plot, as Bill sent it out to some of us, you had not heard about this. Kevin Wasilewski, raise your hand. See that big guy back there? He's the one who had collected the individual contributions from everybody and put them into this check. It's not deductible. It is just from our hearts to Pastor McWilliams, and if you still would like to do that, that's the man to see.
I was going to introduce our new intern this morning, Christopher Cleveland. Maybe we'll do that next week. But the idea is continue the ministry. That's the idea, and you all, by God's grace, are helping to make that possible. And you've never been up here when I pronounce the benediction in all these years. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with God's people. Come quickly, Lord Jesus.